Okay, today's daf is Baba Metzia, daf Samach Beis. Samach Beis, and we are on Samach Aleph from the Beis. For Hashem, we've had a Haskala into Zeo Neshech, a new world, as we keep it in context. The first two prakim of the Mesechta was all about Inyani Aveda, and the Mitzvah Vashavas Aveda, that was this parak, the second parak. The third parak was all about Inyani Shomrim, which Be'ez Hashem we will get back to in the second half of the Mesechta, all the different types of Shomrim. The fourth parak, we have two major issues, various issues of transactions, and when are kinyanim completed? That's hazahav, and giving the money, and giving the currency, and giving the item. The second half of the parak being about ona'ah, getting into ona'ah's dvarim at the end, not just ona'ah's mammon. And this parak, as we have started, is all about ribis, all about the Yisr Daraisa, the Yisr Darabanan of taking interest. And now we have a couple of important klalim about ribis before we get into a very well-known little machlokas. But again, there's a lot to talk about on the top of today's daf. Okay, but first let's start on the second wide line, Samach Aleph Amebeis. So the Gemara had commented already on the Mishnah that the Mishnah uses the title, Ezeo Neshach Ve'ezeo Tarbis, two words that are used in the Torah for ribis. The Gemara already had a maskana on Samach Amebeis that really they're synonyms. Tosa said they just use different words for poetic beauty of the Torah. But the Gemara, the maskana, had said they're synonyms, and really it's just lavar ala b'shrei lavin, to make sure that we know that ribis is so serious that one could violate two averas. The Rambam added on, based on the Gemara later on in the parak, even six averas, one might be over if one violates the Isra of ribis. But now the Gemara is bothered, though, by the Lashon. Because if you remember, the Gemara, the Mishnah had said, what's Neshech? And the Mishnah gave an example of Ribis Dal Raisa, which is Mamish, making a condition, when I lend the money, that you're going to pay me back more. That is classic Ribis Dal Raisa. But then the Mishnah says, what's Ribis Darabanan? And it gives one specific example of Tarbis, which Lamaskana we said is Ribis Darabanan. So now the Gemara goes into, Vezeo Tarbis, Hamar Bebemaisros, Beperos, case alachachim nechitim bedinar zav achulu, which we'll get into exactly what that case is on Amud Beis. But the Gemara says, Otu kol hani damrinan ad hashta lav ribis hu. I don't understand. According to how we explain ribis and tarbis, ribis, again, focused on the word focuses on the chisaron of the love, like neshech. Neshech focuses on the chisaron of the lova because it's like a bite, like a snake bite, starts off small and then over time without realizing it gets very dangerous and adds up, and that is what neshech is. Tarbis or ribis is from the word ribui, focusing on the malve, that the malve is profiting based on the loss of the lova. So ask the Gemara, how could we say, oh, these are examples of tarbis? What do we, it was beforehand also. To call hani damrina, the ones earlier in the Mishnah, ad hashto lav ribisu. So Gemara says, no, Amar Rabbi Yavo, ad kan shel Torah, mikan ve'eloch shel devrehem. The first case of the Mishnah is Bidaraisa, the second case is Midrabanan. V'chein Amar Rava, ad kan shel Torah, mikan ve'eloch shel devrehem. Ad kan yachin rasha v'yilbash tzadik. Or on the side it changes it, yachin v'tzadik yilbash. Someone will prepare, and the tzadik, his child, will wear. Meaning, as we know, the person who has ribis, we mentioned this already outside, but we're going to have it again today, Bezrem today, that a person who owes ribis has to pay back ribis. If that person dies, their children do not have to pay back ribis, which is a unique halacha, different than gezel. Gezel, it goes to the Yarshim, and the Yarshim also have to pay back. But here, this alludes the pasuk in Eov, that a person will take ribis, and their child, the tzaddik, will wear. That's how Rashi explains that Einan Chayim Lahachsir. Says the Gemara, Adkan Vesulo. What does that mean? Only Ribis Daraisa, this is going to happen. By Ribis Darabanan, the children are not going to get to enjoy if the person dies? It's for sure. Even by Ribis Darabanan. The Gemara says, you're right. Ela Filu Adkan Yachin Rasha V'yobash Tzadik. Even by Ribis Daraisa, the children are going to be able to enjoy the money that was taken. You, right? You might have said, we might have said, by Ribis Daraisa, the children have to give it back. The answer is no. Even by Ribis Daraisa, the children do not have to give it back. Adkan, Ribis Kitsutza, another way of saying Ribis Daraisa, which, as we described in the Hakdama to the Perek, a fixed Ribis Kitsutza, the condition made at the beginning of the relationship, the transaction, Mikan Ve'elech, Avak Ribis. And after that, all Ribis Darabanan is called Avak Ribis, right? The dust of Ribis, a concept that we have elsewhere, Avak Lashon Hara, Avak Gezel, Avak Gili Arayas, that concept of of the dust of a certain halachic context when it's not the real halacha, but it smacks of, and even halachically it's connected, that is the concept of avak. Okay, what's the difference in halacha? So we just categorized. Ribbis, Darai, Service, Darabanan. What's the difference, halacha l'maisa, between the two? If by both of them, it's asur, by both of them, the person has to pay back, but by both of them, the children do not have to pay back. What's the difference in halacha? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Ribbis, Kitzutza, Yotze, Bedayanim, Avak, Ribbis, Eina, Yotze, Bedayanim. Ah, Rabbi Elazar comes up with a major halachic difference. Ribbis, Kitzutza, Bezdin will make you pay back. The Lova brings you to court after having paid, and he said, oh, you know what, I changed my mind, I feel bad that I paid interest. So, that Yotze B'dayanim, the Bezdin will be motzi that from you. Avak Ribbis, Ribbis Drabanan is not, it's usur, but Bezdin will not force the Malva to give it back. Reb Yochanan Amar, Afilu Ribbis Kitzutza, Nami Eino Yotze B'dayanim. Reb Yochanan says, even Ribbis Daraisa is not Yotze B'dayanim, which is an amazing shita, but it highlights the idea that we spoke about yesterday. How much is Ribbis connected to Gezel or not? The Gemara had the Tzrichasa yesterday. Why do you need a separate Aveira in the Torah for Ribbis or non Gezel? It's all the same thing. Which that Havamina is amazing, right? Ribbis is just like Gezel. Kamash Malon, we need each one. But according to Reb Yochanan, he has a major gap between the two. Even by Ribbis Daraisa, Bezdin will not force the Malveh to give it back. Reb Yochanan spreads it very much. The question is now Rabbi Elazar. Right, according to Rabbi Elazar, so you have to give it back. So he's putting it closer to Gaza, but is it still in that camp? That is the question. Let's talk about each shita. First, the second shita that we don't paskin like. Rabbi Yochanan, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. There is a machlokas we've shown him within Rabbi Yochanan. Is there a chi of latzis yidei shamayim? Let's say a person took ribbis, and now he wants to do tshuva. Let's do tshuva. So is there an idea of giving it back? Is there a chi of latzis? He says, Bezdin won't force you to take it back. So is there a chi of latzis? The Tosfos on the next Amud, Tosfos in Dibrei Maskil Tanai, Samach Beis Man Aleph has 2 days about this. First he says on the fourth line of the Tosfos, Ula didei da amar eino yotze bedayanim, af latzis yidei shamayim eino tzorach lahachzir. Even Lassi Zeshemayim, which brings even further from Gazel. There's no Chi of Lassi Zeshemayim. Not only will Bezdin not force you. And then at the end, Tosfos quotes the Rivan that says, no, you have to give it back. Chi of Lassi Zeshemayim. Right? It's not wiped out the Chi of, or it's not that there is no Chi of at all. It's just that Bezdin won't force you to give it back. So those are 2 days of Tosfos. The Rashba quotes these 2 days and says, well, it doesn't really make a difference for us anyway, because we don't pass like Rabbi Yochanan. We pass like Rabbi Elazar, who says that Ribbis Kitzutza is Yotze B'dayanim. It is Yotze B'dayanim. But within Rabbi Elazar, there is another machlokas. Just like we just saw a machlokas within Rabbi Yochanan, whether there's a Chi of Latzis Yidei Shamayim, within Rabbi Elazar, Bezdin makes you pay. Will Bezdin go the next step? By Gezel, just as an example, if I owe somebody money, or even not Gezel, let's say I borrowed money from somebody, and I'm not paying, and the guy has Edim, and he brings me to court, and Bezdin says I have to pay. Not only will Bezdin force me to pay, Bezdin will be Yorid L'Nechasai. They will go to my property and take it away. They will put a lien on my property, they will make announcements, they will do Shuma, they'll give it away, and they'll get the money. They will be Yorid L'Nechasai. So according to Rabbi Elazar, Yotze B'dayanim, Bezdin will force me to pay. Will they be Yorid L'Nechasai? Say the Rishonim, no. Even according to Rabbi Elazar, right, we just said within Rabbi Yochanan, there's a conceptual question. How far is he? Is he not only Bezdin won't force you, but Bezdin, you don't even have to pay Lassi Nishamayim or not? So Rabbi Elazar also, how close is it? Bezdin will force you, but will they even be Yorid L'Nechasim? So that is a discussion in the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Nemuk Yosef, and the Shulchan Aruch, all Paskin, no. The Rashba says right here, Mistavrali. Mistavrali means it's not based on a Gemara, but it's what he thinks. Mistavrali. And this could be based on the Ramban, his Rebbe, and the Ritva, his Talmud, how Ribbis is not connected to Gezel. Remember the formulation of the Ritva that we saw in yesterday's shiur. Ribbis is a Xeris HaKasif. Really, you should be able to keep it. Money makes money. He agreed to it. He gave it to you. Says the Rashba, all these sugyas, all these halachos of Ribbis are related. Mistavrali, delav yotze b'dayanim laredes l'nechas of kamar. Ela shehu mitzvah lahachzir midechsev achayachicha imach. Ubimitzvah saseh kofen oso umakon oso achetei nafsho. You Bezdin will personally try to force him, but Bezdin will not be yorei l'nechasai. The language of the Ran, denehi dechiyuva ika gabei la'adurei shibud nechasim leka. There's a chi of gavra, but there is no shibut nachasim as there usually is. And this is much discussed by all of the achronim. What is this chiv about then? Bezdin will force you, but they won't go to your property. They won't go to your nechassim. Rav Shimon Shkap writes that shahalva shonim idin aribis shebahalva halove mechuyev lamalve mitzad mishpatei hamamun shel Torah. First and foremost, why is the love chayev to the malve whenever he borrows? Because his money is mishubad. Once I borrow money, then there is a lien of my property that you have. V'yesh lo malves chus biguf halova al schum halva, v'atorah hosifa mitzvah lalova l'shalim chovzeh. And therefore, when Bezdin goes, memela, he has to pay even from his property. Aval beribis, set, meaning the focus is on the receiver by a milve, and therefore Bezdin goes to the giver to force you to give to the receiver. But it starts with the receiver, and then you go to the giver to give it to the receiver. But by ribis, it's not about the receiver. He doesn't quote it, but it's kind of like knas. By knas, the focus is not the one getting the knas. The focus is the one giving the knas, right? It's more of a punishment. That's why the knas doesn't exist before Bezdin is b'chayev it. So it's similar to ribis. Ein lo lovez shchum zchus mamonit al amalve. The lova has no monetary pull and obligation owed from the malve. Ela yesh l'malve rak mitzvah l'shamayim l'hachzir es haribis kemo sukkah v'lulav. Wow, that's a comparison. Just like you have a chiyuv to sit in a sukkah and shake a lulav, you have a mitzvah to return your ribis. Not that the guy is owed. So if that's true, that's why there's no yiridah l'nechasa. Bezdin will force you, like Bezdin will force you to do any other mitzvah saseh. Kofan a mitzvah saseh, but not because the lova has a pull on it. Not because, yeah, the lova has a pull on it. And that is why there is no yiridah l'nechasa. So that's one formulation. Again, this is a great area for us to have a litmus test of shibudim and chiyuvim, because this is a case where Bezdin will force them, they won't go to your property. It isolates the shibud haguf from the shibud nachasim, which is an unusual area. A lot of times there's a shibud nachasim you could have without a shibud haguf. We mentioned last week the day of Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam says on a daraisa level you could sell a shtar, chov, but then you can memochel it. How does that work? So Rabbeinu Tam says you could only sell a shibud nachasim. You can't sell the shibud haguf. So once you get rid of your shibud haguf, we explained, the shibud nachasim falls away. This context is where there's only a shibud haguf, according to the Shari Yosher, and not a shibud nachasim. The way the Ksos formulates it in Simin Lamites, says the Ksos, it's like staka. But staka ye shibud nachasim ki hu mitzvah mamonit. Aval beribis bebreisha asarto Torah belekicha memela yishgir asakasev sheibin shibud nachasim. He compares it to staka, but then says it's not like staka. It can't be a shibud nachasim because the Torah says it's aser, and therefore that's what makes it different. It's just a chovas gavra to pay. Again, there are other formulations, but that is two. And feel free to do more research in this exciting topic. Not exciting halacha l'maisa, but we shouldn't be involved in ribis, but in terms of how we look at the topic. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, my time is Rabbi Yochanan. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say, right, the Gemara asked that first, because he's the more mechudashita. Why would Rabbi Yochanan say that even ribis ketsutza you don't have to give back? If it's aser, shouldn't you give it back? Da'amar kra, b'nesh, the pasuk says in Yechezkel, b'neshach nasan v'tarbis lokach v'chai. Will you take ribis and live? Lo yichyas kol toivosa ela asa. Right? No, he's not going to live. And Rashi adds in the seifa of the pasuk, most yumas damav bo yihyeh. And the Gemara says, lemitza not nitan velo lihishavon. Ribis leads to misa, according to the pasuk. Doesn't lead to giving it back. Okay? Ravada barava Amar kra, al tikach meito nesha fatarbis, v'yareisa me'alokecha. The pasuk in the Torah. Ribis ends with, you shall fear God. Lo more nitan velo lihishavon. Lamor is given to fear of Hashem, meaning Hashem will take care of it, and not specifically you have to give it back. Rava Amar, Migufi Tekrash Amulei, from the Pasuk itself that we just quoted in Yechezkel. Mos Yumas Damav Bo Yihyeh. Hukshu Malve Ribis L'Shofchei Damim. Malve Ribis are compared to murderers. Mai Shofchei Damim Lo Nitnu Lihi Shavon. Af Malve Ribis Lo Nitnu Lihi Shavon. Three different suggestions where Rabbi Yochanan gets it from that there is no Chiyuv Hashava. Again, machlokes rishonim, is there a chiyuv l'aseis yidei shamayim to give it back? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, my time with Rav Elazar. But now we go back and say, okay, we found the source, and now we go back to Rabbi Lazar. What's the reason for Rabbi Lazar? That it is Yotza Bidayanim. Says the Gemara, Da Amar Kra, Vachai Achicha Imach, Ahadrle, Kihechi Denechi, right, the Bachi adds in, Denechi Bahadach, right, Vachai Achicha, give him life. And by returning his ribbis, that gives him life, he's able to live. But it's all based on Achicha Imach. The Meiri says right here, the Meiri quotes, the Chachmei Tsarfatim. Meiri quotes from Provence, the French rabbis. Lemeidim Misug Yezu. What is the pasuk based on that you have to return ribbis? Imach Achicha, says the Meiri. Lemeidim Misug Yezu al Yisrael Mishumad. Shemutter lahalvoso beribbis. Yisrael Mishumad, a heretical Jew, which for various halachas is not considered imcha b'mitzvos. So just like there's no problem with lending a guy money, he says that Yisrael Mishumad also lending him money with ribbis. The Afalpi, says the Meiri, shele inyan kiddushin v'gerushin, even though regarding marriage and divorce, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Afalpi shechata Yisraelu, based on a pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua, that even if somebody sins, he's considered Jewish and he could count for a minyan and he could for marriage and divorce, b'ribbis ain't okay. Why? Because of the pasuk. Shari beribis ketzutza sheyotze b'dayanim limdua b'sug yezu v'chai achicha imach ahadulei dinechi b'hadach, so that he can live with you. And therefore, this the mumar halachically is not considered living with you. Therefore, one wouldn't have to be worried about the iser by for Yisrael mumar. Again, as we said, remember, it's not evil. Ribis inherently is not evil. The Torah calls it evil because we have a higher standard when it comes to family. But as we'll talk about a little bit later on the daf, the non-Jewish world doesn't put ribis in the world of gezela, right? It's very different. Misvar. V'Reb Yochanan. Here's the famous part of the daf. Hai v'yachai achichi imach mayavidlei. Reb Yochanan, who does not learn v'chai achichi imach, which tells you to return the ribis. So what does he use that pasuk for? Mipoy lelikidetanya. He says, he learns it for the following b'raisa. Shnaim shayob ma'achan baderech u'biyadechan man kiton shamayim. Two people are walking in the desert, and they only have one canteen of water. One of them has a canteen of water. What's the halacha? Im shosin shnei amesim. If they both drink half of the canteen, they will both die before they get back to civilization. V'im shosa echan mehen, and if one of them drinks, magi elisha, he will live. So if they both own it jointly, then there's no shaila. Right? They both drink half, and they're both going to die. Rachman al-Litzlan. But one of theirs canteen. One of them owns it. So what's the halacha? Does he have a chiyuv to share it and then give his life, be moser nefesh, and they'll both die? Or no, it's his canteen, he should keep it. Machlokas, Darash ben Petura. Probably the most famous thing ben Petura said in the context with Rabbi Akiva. Darash ben Petura. Mutav shishnu shneim v'yamusu. They split it and they both die. V'alyira echan mehem b'misoso shel chaveiro. Right, he says, one shouldn't look at the death of his friend, meaning a person has to give his life in order to give his life a little extra. Right, that's the achronim before we get to what we pasken. We don't pasken like Ben Petura, but just to focus on Ben Petura for a minute until we get to the other shita. What is the svara of Ben Petura? Says the Chazon Ish, again, all the achronim talk about this machlokas. Says the Chazon Ish, the issue is chayi olam and chayi sha'a. Right? Chayi sha'a, momentary life, which we know in halacha, infinite value. We're machal Shabbos to give somebody an extra half hour of life. That's the halacha. We have a chiyuv to be machal Shabbos. Even if we know they're going to die in 3 hours. But if I can give them an extra hour, so then we're machal Shabbos for chayi sha'a. Not just for chayi olam. But here, does one have to give up their chayi olam in order to share chayi sha'a? That's the issue. Ben Petura says, yes. Time of Ben Petura. Chazon Ish, Yaradea, Simin, Samachtes. Tekiva, Deyesh, Chayei Sha'a, L'Shneihem. Both of them will get Chayei Sha'a if they share the canteen. Dem Yishnu Shneihem, Yichyu Lefi Sha'a. If the person drinks it himself, he will have Chayei Olam, the other guy will have nothing. He's going to die right now. Im Kain, Ein Chayei Olam, Shali, Shalo, Doche Chayei Sha'a, Shal Chaveiro. That is Ben Petura's Svara. And we don't paskin that way, right? We paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Ad Shebar Rabbi Akiva, until Rabbi Akiva came along, v'limeid and taught, v'chai achichi imach, based on the pasuk, your brother shall live with you. Chayecha komim l'chayei chavercha. Meaning your life is first, and your friend shall live with you, but your life is kodim. Chayecha kodim. So what does Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva would say no, according to the story that we just said from the Chazon Ish. For Rabbi Akiva Savar, to Mishum Chayecha Kodmin, Niftar Mehatzalas Chayishol Shal Chaveiro. Right? Chayecha Kodmin means your Chaye Olam takes precedence over your friend's Chayisha. Vinire, and then he adds, the Ein Chaveiro Rashoi Ligzol Mimenu Memav. Could the other guy try to steal the canteen? The answer is no. Even though we said in Baba Kama that you're allowed to steal to save your life, could you break into a pharmacy in order to steal medicine? So the halacha would say, yes, you're allowed to. Machlokas, you have to pay for it or not. That's what the sugi is. Also lahatzal asmamon chavero, or mutter. Right, that's the machlokas. But when you're breaking in and stealing will cause your friend to die, that you're not allowed to do. Right, that you're not allowed to do. The Avagav Dada Mashal moment Shal Chaveiro Hocha Kfar Huchra Hadin to Chayecha Kodmin Vavi Hagozel Gozel Nefesh Shel Chaveiro. That is the Chazon Ish. Number one, he adds the case of stealing it. What about then? He says Vinire, another Vinire. What happens if a third party has it? You have one guy. Reuven has a canteen, and he's going home, and he has a car, and he has no room in his car to put anybody else. Shimon and Levi are in front of him. And if he gives it to one of them, that person's going to live, the other person will die. If he splits it up, they're both going to die. So what does the third party do? Does he have, what, lo samon al dam re'echa? So what does he do with that? That's a tough question. Says the Chazon Ish, v'nira, dim yesh le'echan mayim olafanav shnei tzmeyim nami, talui biplugta. Same achlokas would apply. Dilabem patura, nosin l'shneyem, v'yamusu shneyem. To ha'afim yitim le'echad, yischayev l'achlokim chaveiro. Because even if he gives it all to one of them, that person's going to have to split it once he gets the whole thing. Even though chayecha kolmin doesn't apply to the giver, and once that's the halacha, then you have a chiyuv to do that. Rachmana litzlan. Right, in that case, that is the Chazon Ish. Again, there's a lot to talk about here. Just the first, there is an irony. It's not a problem, but it's an irony that everyone points out. This is Dafka Rabbi Akiva that says Chayecha Kodmin. And he's the one that says, V'yaflo Recha Kamocha, Zechal Kodoba Torah. Right? He's the one that says you have to love your friend like yourself, but here you have to let your friend die. But that's okay, because V'yaflo Recha Kamocha. But Kamocha is still, there's still something about Kamocha that comes first. Right, and you have to put these two together. As long as you are there, then it could be Valdereh Kamocha. If the person is going to die, then there's no Kamocha anyway, so Chayecha Kodmin. The Ramban already writes in Kedosha, we've mentioned this, that Lashon of Valdereh Kamocha is Derech Guzma. It's really impossible. It's impossible, really deep down, to treat my friend exactly like I treat myself. Because Hashem made us. We all are, you know, are focused on ourselves, Chayecha Kodmin. It means whatever I would want done, whatever I would appreciate in terms of actions. But still, there is a hierarchy of Kamocha before the Chayecha Kodmin coming before Kamocha. The Chasam Sofer, is quoted, the Sharm Tzion of Halacha here, has pages and pages on this story. But he quotes all the Achronim that discuss the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says, maybe the Chayecha Kodmin is in term of Gashmias. Your physical life comes first. V'adzorecha Kamocha, that's in terms of Ruchnias. I have to sacrifice some of my own spiritual life in order to bring up my friend. Meaning, there are some great Rashi yeshivas and could stay sitting and learning all day. But they have to go give shiur, and they teach Torah, and they spend time making sure other people understand. But they could be a greater Talmud Chacham if they'd spend their own time learning. No, they have to recha kamocha. Share your Torah. When it comes to ruchnias, you gotta share. When it comes to physical, that's his chilek, and again, that's discussed by many. The language also is interesting. Ad shebar Rabbi Akiva. That Lashon is really only found by Rabbi Akiva, by a number of machlokas. Remember the Nechemiah Hamsuni Gemara? He darshan every yes in the Torah. And he couldn't figure out the last one. Ad Shabar Rabbi Akiva, until Rabbi Akiva came. What's the Lashon of Ad Shabar Rabbi Akiva? So the Sharmus Yonah Balacha here quotes two different suggestions. Number one, he quotes from the Shoshanim Ladavid. Well, maybe it's alluding to the fact that Rabbi Akiva didn't learn until he got older. Right? Until he was 40, whatever age he was. Ad Shabar, until Rabbi Akiva came and learned Torah and was able to help us out. Maybe that's an allusion to Ad Shabar Rabbi Akiva. Or the other suggestion is that we find many times that Rabbi Akiva was a traveler. He traveled around teaching Torah, the Gemara at the end of Yevamos, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Kashir Radzi Lanahar Da. right? Or Chav Gimel, Shaya Baba Svi, Sukkah Chav Gimel, Baba Svina, Halach Basvina Laromi. He goes many Gemaras that he was traveling. So maybe that's what it's alluding to. Achabah Rabbi Akiva. Just two other points related to this, and then we'll move on. We can have the whole shiur on this. But the Menachas Chinuch discusses the svara for this machlokes, and he suggests, he says, it's interesting. So if one person, according to Rabbi Akiva, so you have to keep it. Let's think about the other svara. No, you have to split it. You have to, let me just read the language of the part of the Minchas Chinuch, and then you'll see. He has a svara that's discussed by a number. Says Rebbe, let me just find the, says the Minchas Chinuch. Says the Minchas Chinuch. Let me just find the piece I want. There's a number of pieces of the Minchas Chinuch here that he discusses. Minchas Chinuch says, Sheben Petur Lama Dino Misvara, Sheadam Mechuyev Limsar Anafsho, Almanas Latzil Chayecha Vero, Afilu Shlo Hargo Biyadayim. He said, a person is Mechuyev to, get me Moser Nefesh, right? Even Sheva Altasa murder is a problem. Vialkein Mechuyev Lases the Chavero Samayim. He has to share the water. Ella, Im Yitain Lo Lishtos Chavero, Yehe Aser Bishtia, Mibreshagam Hu Mechuyev Batsalas Chavero. Alkein Yishtu Shneyim. Ben Patura, it can never be the halacha, says Ben Patura, of, I have to drink it and then not give it to you, because if I always have the allowance to drink it, or if I don't have the allowance to drink it, he goes through how maybe each person has a chiyuv to save the other person, and then there's a cyclical type of svara. So he says the best thing to do is to split it. That's the svara for Ben Patura. But then he goes into the issue that he brings up. So the issue of Osama al dam reyecha b'shev al tasa. That's what this gemara is about, right? Letting somebody die b'shev al tasa. Given the fact that if I get involved in that, then the person himself will die. What about, how much does a person have a chiyuv to, is there a limit in general on Osama al-Dam Reyecha? Ben Petura says, you have to give your life for Osama al-Dam Reyecha. Rabbi Kiva says, nah, what about money? We know there is no limit to preventing myself from doing a losa, from violating a losa asay. Right? We know the Ramah writes and the Shulchan Aruch discusses in Chasukah. For a mitzvah asay, there's a limit how much I have to spend. A chomesh, a shlish. What about to not to violate a losa asay? I have to give away all my money. What about Osama al-Dam Reyecha? What if there's a chola out there that's dying and he needs a transplant? Thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Do I have a personal chiyuv to pay for it all? To give away all my life savings? Osama al-Dam Reyecha. So the Achronim all say, of course not. Why? Because that's a chovas hatzibur. If there's a chovas hayachid to prevent myself personally from not violating an avera, it's purely on me, then I have to give away all my money to not to violate a losa asay. But where there's a chiyuv on the tzibur, so then you can't expect the one person to fulfill the chiyuv on the tzibur. Just as an example, the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Vosner writes this in Chelek Hei, where he discusses this case, Simen Kufay and Dalid, says that it's a chovas tzibur, and therefore you don't have to give all your money. He said, "Kishena davar mutal al yachid dafka v'kol tzibur bechlal hakriya keina metzios shekasav kvodo pshitali sheni yachid b'fnei atzmo mukhiyev lahotzi kalamono." You have to give a portion. Whenever Rachman al-Islan Jews need, Rachman al-Islan, somebody's house was burned, right? You have to give a portion to help, subsidize and help. But it doesn't mean that one person has to do everything. One person has to take part in the tzibur. Or another lomais. Again, this gemara is so hashkafically and halachically important. The Chashuk Echemen here discusses. Rachman al-Itzlan. Somebody's in line to get a kidney. Is he allowed to cut the line if he has connections? Let's say he knows the president of the hospital. Let's say he knows. We know generally, Rachman al-Islam, the line for kidneys or for livers is the worse you are, the more, the higher up in the line you get. Let's say somebody isn't as bad as some other people, but he knows he could get it. But if he gets it, somebody else might die. This is the case. This is Rachman al-Islam. Is this a similar case? It would be the Machlokas Ben Tepura Rabbi Kiva, or the Chashuk Echemet says maybe it's a little different. Because here, in our case, one person owns it. In the case by the transplants, it's Hefker. Somebody else owns it. But there are rules. But there are rules about being sick. Very serious shilas about the cutting the line in terms of these types of cases. Either way, it should be lahalacha velo lamaisa. Let's continue. Says the Gemara Meisvei. So now we're going to get into the machlokes more about whether ribis has to be returned or not. Well, we had a machlokas, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan. Meisve, we have this Gemara, we have this back in Baba Kama. If a person barred with ribbis and then he died. So now, what do the children have to do? Even if the children know it's ribbis money, they do not have to give it back. Children are off the hook. Mashma, the children don't have to give it back, but the father has to give it back. Right? Kasha, Rabbi Yochanan, right? Rabbi Lazar. So Gemara answers, no. Really, the father also wouldn't have to give it back. Why does the Brisa discuss children? The ID de kaboy lemisni seifa, because the seifa of that Brisa says he niach lehen avi and par of atalas v'chaldaver misuyam. If the father left them as ribis, not money, but items that clearly belong to other people, that has people's names on it, which would be very embarrassing for the father if they don't give it back. Chayav lahachzir bepikvod avihem. So tani nami reisha b'ditu. Really, if it's just money, the father also would not have to give it back, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, Vahani b'brikvoda v'yami m'chayvi. What, they would have to give it back in the sefer, though, because it's embarrassing for the father? Is there kibud av in this situation? Kari kan v'nasi ba'amcha lo ta'or b'v'ose ma'isa amcha. Just like we say, the isser of cursing a fellow Jew only applies to someone who is ose ma'isa amcha, somebody who keeps mitzvos. Maybe the same thing should apply to worrying about kavod aviyim. So the Gemara says, you're right. Kedamar Rabbi Pinchas b'shvei the Rava b'sha'asa tshuva. The cases where he did tshuva, that's where they have to, just like he says that elsewhere, ha'chanami b'sha'asa tshuva. The case where the children have to return it is if the father did tshuva. He did tshuva, so why do they still have it? He also tshuva, my boy gabe. Then why do they have the ribbis item if he did tshuva? Shalom hispik lahachzer etchemes. He did tshuva, but he died before he got to return the item. So in that case, they would have to return it. Mishum kvod avihem. This Gemara sounds like there is no, just read this Gemara in a vacuum, so there is no kibud avaim when it comes to an av rasha. Right, only by Osa Maisa Amcha. If it's not Osa Maisa Amcha, they don't have to worry about his covid. So the Rambam seems to say otherwise. And that's a problem that the Achronim have on the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Mamrim, Hamamzer Chayiv, Mamzer, that means his father was not following Halacha, at least in most times when it was done by Mezid. Hamamzer Chayiv Bekavad Aviv Omorao. Ava Bishu Patra Al Makasav Al Kilaso Achi Yaseh Tshuva. Mikra Din, Hamamzer Chayiv in Kibbut Av. Afilu haya aviv rasha, ubal averos, mechabdo, umisyari mimenu. To the Farish, right? Kibbut avayim applies to an av rasha. So, ask the Achronim, ask the Kesem Mishnah, ask the Radvaz. I don't understand. But the Gemara here says, it doesn't apply to av rasha. Says the Radvaz, no, there's a difference. V'yish latarets, dahasam airi kishemes bilo tshuva, deshuv lo yucha latakin et sasher ibso. Over there, somebody did tshuva, and then he didn't get to finish everything afterwards. That's where there's still kibun. Aval hacha ayri ba'aviv kayam v'yish tikva shayaseh tshuva. Over there, if the father died, so then it depends whether there was tshuva done or not. But if the father's alive, then there's always a chance for tshuva. And when he does tshuva, memela tshuva erases the past, so therefore you have a chiyuv kavod. He says, v'nimsa, Haben Avra v'yish tikva she'asa tshuva v'lo tizkarena harishonos v'nimsa ben Avra l'mafreya. It's an amazing l'mafreya. Okay, it come out, he wasn't a rasha because of tshuva, and then maybe he didn't do kibud avayim. V'hadavar barur sha'achai mitzta'er v'hameis gam sinato v'gam kinato kfar avda. So that's the Radvaz. Maybe the difference is if the father's alive or not. The Pnei Yeshua has a different pshat. The Pnei Yeshua says, maybe the issue is, of course, there's kibud avayim, even if the father's a rasha. Not for sure, but if there is a situation where in this avera that the father did, so maybe there one doesn't have to do kibud there. That's the Pnei Yeshua and Baba Kama where this comes up. Nehid dechai b'kavod aviv rasha, mikol makom ba'osa avera atzmo she'avar aviv, v'lo chash lechvodo lo mistavar she'yuhem chayavim. If the father was a malveh beribis, and then he didn't do tshuva, so he's a rasha. I have to worry about my father's kavod because I have his ribis stuff that he collected. Me'ikaradin, l'flimishurasadin, whatever you want. But me'ikaradin not. Again, there's, again, also complicated cases, halacha l'maisa, sometimes it gets sticky situations where it is difficult to give kavod to a father, or Rahman al-Aslan, if the father did things to the child, you know, that that is somewhat unforgivable, right? So then it's not so pashit that, you know, even without tshuva, you know, there would be a chiyuv kibud aveim. Okay, meisve, we continue. Hagazlonim umalvi beribis, gazlonim and people who lend with interest, avo bishagavu machzirin. Even though they collected, machzirin. What does that mean, even though they collected? Gazlonim, my afo bishagavu ika. What does that mean, the gazlonim collected? E gazl, gazl. If they stole, they stole. E lo gazl, gazlonim, karis lehu. If they only were thinking about stealing, you call them gazlonim? So what does this mean? So ela, ema, it's really one case. Ela ema gazlonim, umay nihu, malve beribis, gazlonim. Who are malve beribis? As we said, the Gemara links them there. Avo bishagavu machzirin. Even if they collected the ribbis, they still have to give it back. Beferish, you have to give back the ribbis, like Rabbi Elazar against Rabbi Yochanan. Answer, Tanoi. Maybe it's a machlokas, Tanoim. Maybe the machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar is a machlokas of the earlier Tanoim. Titania. Rabbi Nechemiah, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Potun is a malveh v'sariv, v'beishish ben kumbasek. And every line here is full that we could talk about. So we'll do what we can. Rabbi Nechemiah, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, exempt these people from Malkus. We know usually Lo Saseis have Malkus with them. But the Malveh is part of Malkus. Why? It's a Lava Nita Glase. Could give back the money. Right? Any Lava Nita Glase. Gezel and Lava Nita Glase. So therefore there is no Malkus. And also the Arev just guaranteed to pay back. So what do you mean he's not going to get Malkus? What did he violate? So the Ritva says it's an Arif Kablon, which means the Arif is a Malveh and a Loveh. Let's say he'll pay the original Malveh, and then he'll go back to the Loveh and act as the Malveh. So therefore there are cases also that the Arif could be somewhat of a lender and collect interest. So Potrin is a Malveh's Arif, Mepneshi Yesh Bahen Kumbaseh, because they have a kumbaseh related. So what is the kumbaseh pashtus? My kumbaseh, lav mishum damrina luhu kumu aduru. Isn't it because, right, these tanam hold, that we say pay back the ribbis, right? And therefore that's a shita that you have to give it back. Michlal mashma, that the Tanakama savar, the Tanakama of this brisa says, lav bnei adurininu, right? That you don't have to give it back. So isn't that gufa the machlokas? The Gemara says, no, that might not be the machlokas being discussed here. Lo, my kumaseh, likro ashtara. Why don't they get malchus? Because if they haven't collected the ribbis yet, just rip up the shtar. So they can prevent from being collected, and therefore that's why they're not going to get malchus. So that's interesting. The Gemara says, have they done anything yet then? They just wrote a shtar that Reuven, right, he owes me ribbis. The Gemara seems to say that's already an avera. You violated the lav, but it's nitak la'aseh by ripping up the shtar. Have you done anything yet before you collected? Asks the Gemara. Micah Savar. E kasavar shtar ha'omi libas kagavli dami. If we say that generally shtaris are looked at as collected, so then v'ha'avdu isurayu. Then they already violated. If it's kagavli dami. And, you know, you're going to say that you didn't do anything yet. V'i lav kagavli dami hala avin v'lo klum. And if they didn't collect yet, so then what do you do? Right? The machlok is machlok l'sharmi b'shilal m'sacha sota. But he asks the Gemara, what is our case assuming? The Mishnah Lamelach says, you know what the root of the question is? In the Chaznava Veloveh, we all agree, in general, kol ha'omri libos kogavi dami. But do you say that even when it's usher to collect? You usually say, okay, if you owe me money, so it's as if I collected already, I have shibudim. The Ritva and Kiddushin calls it a mixas kinyin when I have shibudim on your property. But the question is here, it's usher to collect. So do I say, kol ha'omri libos kogavi dami, even when there is an isser to collect? That's the Gemara Shaila. And the Gemara answers, no. La'olam kasavar shtar olam ligvos lav kagavi dami. It's not collectible. V'ha'kamashma, or at least maybe here it's not collectible because it's usher. V'ha'kamashma lan d'shuma milsehi. But you know what the Gemara's chiddush is? The Bryce's chiddush by calling it a lav already, that even just taking part in the document is already a significant isser, and therefore if you would not rip up the document, so then you would get the Aveira of Shuma Milsei. A little more, and then we'll talk about Lavanita Glasei. Hachanai Mestavre, this also makes sense that this is the understanding. Ditznan, because the Mishnah says later on in our parak, Ve'lo Ovrim Belosasei, who gets the Aveira of Ribbis? Hamalve, Ve'halove, Ve'ha'arev, Ve'ha'edim. Even the witnesses. What do the witnesses do? Bishlam akolu avin maisa. Ela edim my oven. What do the edim do? Ela lav shvamina. The shuma milsa shvamina. Just the estimation of the ribis, you know, that itself would be usser, and that's how the edim could even be included. Again, lavanita glase is a huge topic. We always like to mention that there are really three topics, three sugyas in Shas that have to do with mitzvahs and averas overlapping. One's a good thing, one's a bad thing, one's somewhere in the middle. Right? Mitzvah haba b'avera. That's one. I do an avera in order to do a mitzvah. That I'm not allowed to do, and sometimes I don't even get the mitzvah. On the other hand, side, you have asi dochalos asay. Right? We're also, there's an avera, but the Torah tells me, do it. Right? Do the mitzvah, even though you're going to violate the avera. So that's the opposite. You have mitzvah haba b'avera, asi dochalos asay, and then you have this sugya somewhere in the middle. Lav anita glase. You did the avera, so here's a mitzvah to do to help be misakein the avera. So really, all those three topics, overlap. Mitzvahs and Averis. The Stechemet asks an amazing question. You know there's an answer to this question, but the Stechemet says, why isn't every Avera a lav anita glase? A lav that can be fixed by an asay, after all, is a mitzvah of tshuva. There's a mitzvah of tshuva. So every Avera should be a lav anita glase, and we know the rule is, lav anita glase, you don't get malchus for. So you should never get malchus for any Avera. So says the Stechemet, it's in the Chela Gimel, in his pages on lav anita glase. He gives three answers. So number one, no, you only see lav anita glase where there's a specific asay related to those asay. That's the pashut answer, not a general mitzvah. But then he has a great lumdus. He says, what's the source that you don't get malchus for a lav anita glase? Because all malchus have to be dumya, all averis that get malchus have to be dumya de lav de chasima, similar to the lav of muzzling, because that's where the source is in Parshas Kitzetze, Arboim Yakenu Lo Yosef, right next to Lo Sachsom Shor B'disho. That's the source. So says the Stechemet, if you're going to tell me that every avera has to be dumya de lav de chasima, and it's nita glase for tshuva, so Lo Sachsom Shor B'disho is also nita glase for tshuva. So then the source itself would have been nita glase for tshuva, and then it would be dumi delat chasima anyway, and you'd get malchus. So he says that's why it wouldn't be a problem. There are other answers given. Maybe tshuva is only for dinei shema. Hakadosh Baruch Hu could act on tshuva, not bezdin. A tshuva that ought to be huda, not for now. But either way, that's a great stechemet. Chela Gimel, page 301, here in the stechemet. Okay, we continue now. Next section of the perek. Amar Rav Safra. Rav Safra says, any time that non-Jewish courts would make the Lova pay interest to the Malva, we would say, you got to give that back. Meaning a regular case where there's a condition and a Lova promises to pay a Malva, so a non-Jewish court would make him pay. He signed on the dotted line. So any time where the non-Jewish courts would make the Lova pay the Malva, that is ribis, and we would make the malva give it back to the lova. Kol she'ilu b'dineim ein motzien milova l'malva. In any time when they would not, a non-Jewish court would not make the lova pay the malva, b'dineinu ein machzir milova l'malva, then we wouldn't give that back either. So what's included in this rule, and is it a real hard fast rule? Amar le'Abai le'Rav Yosef, v'klalahu, is this a real klal? Fine on the daraisa level, it works, but there are many cases in this perek that is ribis drabanan. Ribis drabanan, and what is the second half of his rule? If the goyim would enforce it, then we would not take it back. But one second. Vahari sa'abisa'ah. Remember the case of sa'abisa'ah? That comes up later. I give you I give you eggs, and then you're going to give me back eggs in a month. Right? So that's usser. Why? Because, well, we're not going to get into the details now of how neighbors borrow things, but let's say it's usser because that's sa'abisa'ah, because the eggs might go up in value. And when you give it back to me, so you're going to give me back more. So that's sa'abisa'ah. So what's the halacha? So, d'bidineya motzid milova l'malva. That's a case where the non-Jewish courts would make the guy give the eggs back, and yet, ubidineinu ein machzir milova l'malva. But we wouldn't be machzir because that's ribis d'rabanan. Remember what we said, by Ribis Drabanan, Bezdin won't be motzi. So doesn't that violate the rule of Rav Safra? So Gemara says, Amar Leh, Inhu Bataras Pikadon Asaliyadeh. Rav Safra is talking about cases which even the non-Jews would call an interest case. This they wouldn't call an interest case. Somebody borrows eggs, and they're giving back eggs. That's not Ribis. That's Pikadon. That's an item. You took one item, you give back another item. So you're right, that does not fit into the rule, but it's okay, because he's giving a rule about Ribis, not about Pikadon. Okay, next, Amalei Ravina the Ravashi. What about this case? Fahare mashkanta below nichyasa. What's a mashkana collateral? Let's say I give a collateral. I give you an apartment as a collateral because I borrowed money from you, so now I give you my apartment. Let's say you live in that apartment. And then at the end of the month, I pay you back the loan, you give back the apartment. So if I take off, if I'm able to deduct the rental fee from what I owe you, then that's fine. That's great. But if I don't deduct the rental fee, if I have to pay you back in full and you lived in the apartment, that's ribbis. Because all the amount of rental, it's ribbis d'rabanan. Not ribbis d'araisa, ribbis d'rabanan. So that's a case of mashkanta below nichyasa. A mashkon without deduction. So in that case, the same kasha, right? The non-Jews would make you pay because you signed on the dotted line. But in our courts, we wouldn't give it back because it's only ribbis d'rabanan. So again, amarle, that's not a problem. Why? Inu batara zvini asalu yadayu. They wouldn't call that ribbis. They would call that sale, right? It's as if you sold him your apartment and now you're buying it back. So again, that wouldn't be called ribbis. Fine. Ella, so let's analyze each line. So we don't have any violations of the line. But what's the chiddush of each line of Rav Safra? Ella koshi lubadinayim to come Rav Safra mayasalash meinan. What's the chiddush? So hachi asalash meinan. This is what it's teaching me. Kol shilu b'dinei mosi milov l'malve. B'dinei n'machzir milov l'love. U'mayniyu v'ribis ketsutza u'kadir Reb Elazar. Telling me, the first line is telling me, Reb Elazar, we hold like Reb Elazar, not like Reb Yochanan. Meaning we're machzir, we give back the ribis. We're motziin b'dayanim. Second line, kol shilu b'dineim ein motziin b'dineinu ein machzirin. What's that referring to? B'ribis mukdemes u'ribis mu'ucheres. The end of our parak, we will have early ribis and late ribis. We'll see exactly what the case is, but the important point is that it wasn't part of the original agreement of the loan. It came earlier. Let's say I brought over apples to you, right? Because I wanted to get in good with you. And then the following day, okay, you lend me money. That's ribis mukdemes. I tried to get on your good side beforehand. So those cases, that's what the second line is talking about. The love, the non-Jewish court won't make the love pay the malve, and we wouldn't be motzi it either. Period. Okay, let's get back to our Mishnah. We already, when we explain the Mishnah, we already said the maskana of the Gemara. The Gemara is going to have three interpretations. What exactly is the case of the Mishnah? We know what the answer is. We explained it already, and that's on the second to last line on the daf, Ella Amarava. Right? So that's the answer that we explained. But now we're going to go back in time to try to forget a little bit what we learned in the Mishnah, to have two other ways. Remember, what was the case of the Mishnah? The Mishnah had said a case of if I took wheat from you that was worth 25, and that was the marketplace, and then wheat went up, and now wheat's worth 30. I come back to you and say, can I have my wheat? And you say, no, I'll give you wine instead. I owe you the wine as a loan, and I don't have any wine right now. That's what it seemed to be the case, and that's how we explain the case according to Rava. But now we're going to go back and say the Gemara doesn't understand that yet. So says the Gemara, Ketzad, and the Gemara, the Mishnah had said, and if he doesn't have wine in that case to give back, it's a problem. So what's the problem? We learned Vahatanya ain't poskan ala peiros hashiyasa hashar. We learned later on in a Mishnah, there's something in the discuss called forward contracts. What does that mean? It means I'm going to buy something from you now because I want to lock in a price. I'm going to pay you now for wheat. I'm going to lock in a price, but you didn't give me the wheat yet. You're going to give me wheat next week. But what happens if wheat is more expensive next week? Doesn't matter. I locked in a price now. The Mishnah says that's ribis unless there's one of two conditions. If you have wheat now to give me, you're just not giving it to me now. Or there's a marketplace of wheat, a public price, where you can buy wheat from somebody and get it now. Either of those cases is mutter. It's not called ribis, but the whole thing is a ribis d'rabanan. But if you have wheat, or you could buy wheat out there in the market, it's as if it's my wheat already. You have it, it's as if it's mine already. So if the market value goes up, that's not called ribis. That's what the Mishnah says later on. As long as you have the wheat, or you could buy the wheat, because there's a shar, there's a public price out there, there's a market value. So what does our Gemara say? Right? If he doesn't have wine, he can't. But 1 minute, there's a market value. Ask the Gemara. Even though he doesn't have the wine, but somebody else has the wine, he could buy the wine. Answers the Gemara, no, no, no. Amar Rabba, what we just described, that there's no ribis in that case as long as either you have wine or so you could buy wine, that's only in the case that's discussed there where you're paying for it right now. So you obviously have money, so then you could go buy wine. But here, remember, there's nothing being transferred at this moment. Last week, I borrowed grain for 25. Now the grain is worth 30, and you're saying, I'll pay you wine back for 30 instead, but I don't have it now. So you didn't give it, no money was transferred now. So who says he could go buy the wine now from the market? So you can't consider it as if it is a bought. That's what Rabbah says. Amar Rabbah, Mastisan, Babalacha, B'demein Askinan. Here, where you are obligating for the value, but he didn't pay yet today. Ukid Detanya, like the Brisa says. Harishaya Nosha, B'chaveir Mana. You owe me 100. V'halach, V'amen Al-Gorno, I go to your granary, V'omer. Tainli Mosai, Shani Rosa, Likach, V'em Chitim. You owe me money, and I go to your granary and say, can I please have, I want my money back. I want to go buy wheat. Amar lo, he says, Chitim yeshli shani nosim lecha, I have wheat that I'll give you, but not now. Say, va'asei alai kishar shalachshav, you know, let's lock in the price now. Va'ani ala lecha chol shnei masar chodesh, I'll pay you once a month. I'll give you wheat for the next year to pay off my debt. Says the Gemara Asur. Delav ki isoro haba liado dami. You didn't pay for it today, so that's a forward contract, that's a problem, that's called ribis drabanan. So that is why our Mishnah is a problem of ribis. Says the Gemara, Armalei Abaya, if that's true, idiloki sara baliado, mayarya ein lo afilu yesh lanami. If that's true, then even if he would have wine, if this is even, the Mefarshim point out, even more chomer than the Mishnah we said later on. Remember the Mishnah we said later on, as we just explained it? What's the case? When is it mutter for me to lock in a price? If you have the stuff today, or there's a going rate out there. So according to this explanation, then if I have it, right, then it's not even good enough, right? If there's no money transferred right now, then the whole thing is ribis. So the Gemara is asking, there's no money, so the whole thing should be a problem. Just point out, that's not what we hold. We hold, like the Mishnah says later on, if he has the item, like in this case, he has the grain, it would be okay. Either way, says the Gemara, maybe there's a totally different shot of the Mishnah. Elo Amar Abaya, Masnisan, Kedetani Rav Safra, Beribis Durei Rabbi Chiya. Maybe it's like Rav Safra's Brises in the Brises about Ribis of Rabbi Chiya. Tetani Rav Safra, Beribis Durei Rabbi Chiya, Yesh Tvarim Shei Mutarin, V'yasurim Ebnei HaRamas Ribis. Something should be mutter, but they look like Ribis, so the Rabbanan said not. Ketzad, for example. Amar Lo Avini Mana. I say, can you please lend me mana, which is 25 slime. I don't have any money, but take 25 slaim worth of wheat. Fine. So he gives it to him. After he lends him 25 worth of wheat, he buys it back from him for 24. The guy gives him a break. So technically he didn't do anything wrong. The guy could sell it to anybody for 24. Mutter meikar adin v'asalasos came b'nei haramas ribis, but it looks bad. You're giving him a good deal because he lent you the money. Again, you didn't make this condition originally. That would be mamish ribis daraisa, but you didn't. So that's why it is. That's just like that case is mutter. So achanami could go into Amar here too in our Mishnah. What's the case? Even though the Gemara is going to say it doesn't really fit into the words of the Mishnah, could go into Amar halveni shloshim dinarim. Could you lend me 30 dinar? Amar le shloshim dinarim ainli chitim b'shloshim dinarim yeshli. I don't have money, but I have wheat. Shani nosin lecha. I'll give you 30. Nosin lo chitim b'shloshim dinarim v'chazav alachem imenu b'dinar zav. He lent him 30 wheat and then he bought it back for 25. That's the case of the Mishnah. And now the malveh goes and wants his 30 dinar back. The Lovis says, I'll give you 30 dinar of wine instead of wheat. That's how you fit in the cases, as Rashi explains. So, e is lechamra lelove, diovali b'shloshim dinar, if the Lova has wine right then, peiruhu tekashako minei, then it's as if he's giving him back a product. Veleslan ba doesn't look like ribis. Because products are always better to give back than money. In this case of ribis drabanan, it's okay. V'ilo, but if the love in this case doesn't have wine, kivan deles lechamra vade mishkal zuze minei mechzik ribis. It looks like ribis. Again, it really isn't ribis, right? He gives him 30, he just paid it back for 25. So now, if you give back fruit, though, it's going to be better than giving back money. Fine, that's all true, says Rava. It doesn't fit into the words of the Mishnah. Amalei Rava. The Mishnah says, give me my wheat, he says. No, but according to this, give me the value of my wheat. Okay, change the words. Shani mochran, shemachartim lechami boilei. It's not that I want to sell it now. This case is that he sold it already. Tnisha mechartem lecha. So harichite chasuyas alai b'shloshim dinarin. Meikar anami achi ukimna ilave. Please, I'll make it worth 30, but it was always worth 30 according to this pshat of the case. So hachi ka'amarlei. Again, change it a little bit. B'demei chitach sha'asita alai b'shloshim dinar harei lecha etzliba en yayin v'yayin ein lo. The one that was 30, I'm going to make it the 30 of wine and I don't have 30. Basically, we try to fit in all the words to this case. Lamaisa the Gemara rejects it and says, V'habedinar zav akur v'chein ashar tani. It says he comes to him with a dinar zav, which is 25, not 30. How can you say the first part of the case is he comes in and wants to borrow 30? No, he wants to borrow 25. Well, you're going to change that too? You want to flip a little words here, macharti, macharti. You can't switch dinar zav, which means 25. So that's why the Gemara rejects this possibility, and we're going to get into the last pshat of this case, Beis Hashem, tomorrow. El Amarava will be the case that we finally accepted, which is how we explained the Mishnah in the first place when we discussed it. What is the case of Ribbis Rabbanan? Again, the two cases quoted were true, it just didn't fit into the language of the Mishnah. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, there's a lot more regarding all of these sugyas, but we'll have to get back to it at another point. Okay, we'll stop.